guaranteed hot in 30 minutes or it's free. This is Mary. May I take your order?
Hi, Mary. Yes, I'd like to order.
Is this Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
Thank you for calling again, sir. I share your national identification number is 610-204-9998-45-54610. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. I see you live at 736 Montrose Court, but you're calling from your cell phone. Are you at home?
I'm just leaving work, but I'm...
Oh, we can deliver to Bob's Auto Supply. That's at 175 Lincoln Avenue, yes?
No, I'm on my way home. How do you know all this stuff?
We just got wired into the system, sir.
Oh, well, I'd like to order a couple of your double meat special pizzas.
Sure thing. There'll be a new $20 charge for those, sir.
What do you mean?
Sir, the system shows me that your medical records indicate that you have high blood pressure and extremely high cholesterol. Luckily, we have a new agreement with your national health care provider that allows us to sell you double meat pies as long as you agree to waive all future claims of liability.
What?
Do you agree, sir? You can sign the form when we deliver, but there is a charge for processing. The total is $67 even.
$67?
Well, that includes the delivery surcharge of $15 to cover the added risk to our driver of traveling through an orange zone.
I live in an orange zone?
Now you do. Looks like there was another robbery on Montrose yesterday. Hmm. You could save $48 if you ordered our special Sprout Submarine Combo and picked it up yourself. Comes with tofu sticks. Those are very tasty, sir. Good value, too.
But I want double meat.
Well, I'm sure you can afford the $67, then. You just bought those tickets to Hawaii. They weren't cheap, eh? Oh, but I see you checked out the budget beach bum at the library last week. Hmm. Up to you, sir.
All right, all right. I'll get the Sprout subs.
Good choice, sir. Gotta watch that waist if you're hitting the beach, eh? 42 inches. Wow. Man, I'd say tofu and sprouts is, like, required.
That's how much?
Just between you and me, there's a $3 off coupon in this month's Total Men's Fitness magazine. Your wife, Betty, subscribes to that, right? Anyhow, clip that and it's $19.99 even. Whoa, looks like you maxed out on all your credit cards. Bring cash, okay?
Want to stop this from happening?
American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school. Dozens of TV stations and the most aggressive news media on earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And a good day to you. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for Monday, January 31st, 2005, with my special and beautiful, talented co-host, Samarian.
Back for Monday.
And, of course, since it's actually tomorrow right now, because we're recording this on a Sunday.
You're blowing
Sunday,
my mind.
I know.
I can't wrap my head around that.
Because this could be the final protest, because tonight we're going to go down and we're going to go hit the clubs tonight. We're going to rip
sure.
it up. We're going to tear up Vancouver.
Yeah.
We're going to head down to the Sanctuary, which is our usual haunt on Sunday nights. Well, I don't know. We've been there like once before, but I'm going to call it my usual haunt. I don't care what anybody says.
I've declared it your
well,
usual
you know,
haunt.
Well, you know, why not? I mean, it's nice. You know, you can go down there, hang out. You know, it's nice yep. to have a little bit of fruits labor. We're working like nonstop.
Every
you know?
Day.
Every
all day.
Day. Oh, yeah. it's disgusting. Are you sure you got enough stuff playing on my computer here? Or
no.
Is that going to be okay or what?
Yeah, it seems to be doing okay.
I don't know. Things are looking kind of creepy.
It's fine.
Okay. If you say so, then you're a man of much media.
Still recording.
Well, yeah, but you're used to your high-speed computers. See, Sim doesn't give me any good computers. He gives all the good computers. He's like, hey, I've got this, 266 here you can have. It's kind of like a Pentium, but it's like a K6-2, you know? It's a little bit better.
Yeah, right.
Because that's why
right,
it's not right. a Pentium. So, anyway, no, we're gradually working, and thanks to the generous donations of listeners like you, we're gradually going to be able to upgrade to computers made in the same decade that we're currently in. Going straight into the feedback. SK, or should I say dear SK, I have an acquaintance. Ooh, one of those acquaintance types.
I have an acquaintance. My friend. I'm writing for my friend.
This is for my friend yeah. who's got some problems. I have an acquaintance whose children were poisoned with Thimerol. Suddenly that's not funny.
No.
And now suffering from autism. Again, not funny. Not exactly the Rain Man kind either. That's not good. The scary thing is that Thimerol is not a beneficial component of vaccine. So one would ask why it's in there. It's just a preservative and an anti-cross contamination for bulk medicine containers. Oh. In other words, they add this dangerous shit so they can more cheaply use and reuse medical containers.
Of course.
Good, good, good.
It's all about the cash.
The United States Homeland Security Act had text added to it providing that pharmaceutical companies cannot be sued for the ill effects caused by their medications, which
isn't that the whole point?
Yeah, well, like,
we'll
why
make whatever we want, and we're not.
Yeah, there's no legal repercussions. You know, if we kill a few people, who cares? I have no fucking clue what this has to do with Homeland Security. Again, I don't know what it has to do with Homeland Security either. But, so, well, other than the fact that the people of the homeland will be dying and getting killed and stuff, that's a little concerning.
Yeah.
But some discussion of it a couple years ago appears on the web, so you can find that.
Does it normally do this?
No, it doesn't.
Super chunky?
Do I
have to close down the browser?
And thanks to the automatic power of the internet, I was able to restart the computer and carry on as though nothing had happened. No one would ever notice there was a problem. Other than
move
the
along.
That,
nothing
that
to see here.
Yeah, nothing to see here, even though it sounded like I was cut off there. There's no government officials here. None of them have guns.
We're safe here.
Yes, everything is fine. Nothing to see here. Move along. Cows turn themselves inside out all the time. Getting back to the Homeland Security thing and the chemicals, I just, you know, there comes a point when you can't really report on the pharmaceutical companies anymore being evil fucks because it's
they
like...
They just are.
And in the news today, Dr. Evil did more evil. You know, it's not really news. We all know that the core political are, you know, the great white Satan. And when it comes to the world of the great Satans of the universe, the pharmaceutical companies are pretty much king.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. I mean,
preying upon sick people and taking their money.
Coca-Cola is bad. You know, Pfizer is worse than Coca-Cola, though, because at least Coca-Cola, you know, won't kill you directly. And
it tastes good.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, are tobacco companies worse than drug companies, or are they the same thing?
Ooh. Well, one of them purports to make you healthier. The other one doesn't. So.
Yeah, but they, you know, they encourage children to... They kill 50% of their customers.
Yeah, so
I mean, that's
probably tobacco companies then.
Yeah, probably. You know, but they've got such great.
The drugs cost more.
You know,
so
they sponsor all these fantastic. I got a great email here. Check this out. This is not usually the kind of email I expect to see.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, I'm a cop in Texas.
Oh. Really?
I've been enjoying your shows for a while now. Great. Share them with your friends in the FBI. I was watching an episode of I-2605, I think it was, when you were talking about cops. This was probably patrolling.
Yeah.
I was impressed with your response. I've been a cop for a little over 10 years. I don't classify people by the way they look or the way they dress. My stepson is into the goth look. He's a good kid, and I believe everyone should be who they are. I do a job. Yes, I strap on a gun to go to work. Why not? It's part of my job and part of the many things I wear. Anyway, I would love to get a definition of WOG. Keep up the good work. Love your show, Jack.
Jack.
Jack the cop in Texas. I think that's great. I quite like cops because I don't believe that cops are actually bad people. I think that cops are merely people who work for the government.
Yes.
Cops would, if we actually gave, you know, carte blanche law to the cops, there'd be some really intense shit for, you know, all of us hackers would stay home for about 3 weeks. The cops would just tear ass around the city doing vigilante action and
clean it up. Yeah.
They'd just clean up the city. And yeah, there'd be a lot of innocent people who'd get shot and who are just happy to be poor and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the cops would make the trains run on time. You gotta give them that. You know, they would.
Where are you going with that?
I'm just saying the cops aren't bad people.
Yeah.
Okay, is what I'm saying. A lot
they
of people
just
like,
do a tough job.
You know, fuck the police and the whole NWA thing. I think that's not right. You know, I think that they got a tough job to do. They take a lot of shit. And everyone who walks up to a cop generally, you know, shits all over them. You know, they didn't make this shit up. None of those cops in those riot police suits, they don't want to be there.
Okay? Oh, I wouldn't want to be there.
No, I wouldn't want to be there. You're going to get bottles thrown at you and everybody hates you and you're like suddenly this big evil dude. That's not cool. You know, but so what we got to do is we got to change policy to get the cops. So, I mean, because a cop, imagine having cops having to go bust people and arrest them for like polluting the environment. That'd be pretty righteous. I'm a police officer of God. Dude, that'd be awesome. I'd love to see these guys do that because, you know, you're going to always need cops. No matter what you do, you always have to have someone to enforce the law.
Yes.
It's unfortunate.
This is not a utopian society.
No. And, you know, it goes with my usual credo that I found with the majority of people are shit.
Yeah.
You know, people are generally shit. That's why I'm such a cynical
good
asshole.
Outlook, yeah.
Well, people are shit. People do shitty things all the time.
They do.
You know, all I got to do is, you know, turn on the local, you know, news and you'll see a bunch of shitheads killing other shitheads. You
there
know,
they go
or,
at
or
it.
Or you're rapists and killers and shit. It's upsetting. It's totally upsetting. And the only way I can, you know, really see, honestly, to make a difference would be to, you know, make sure we have the right training and the right kind of police force so they can enforce laws that are effective versus laws that are ineffective. You know, it's just my thought.
Or wasteful. Yeah.
Or wasteful laws. Yeah. I mean, like, these guys shouldn't be running around worried about video cameras. That shouldn't be a criminal thing. This should be a civil thing. Like, whatever, man. But they want it to be a criminal so that it costs them less money to prosecute.
Yes.
That's the whole reason.
Well, it's against the law. There, done. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, you can have the cops go
back and forth.
Yeah, betcha. I've got this sort yourself out. Sup, Sean and Sim.
Ooh, that's my like, name's in there.
It is. Paradox here. I've got a few things to ask you. First of all, the sort yourself out. I work two jobs. I like one and one I hate, but I can't quit, yet I'm a wage slave. Anyway, something I have to deal with quite frequently in both jobs is stupid people. I know this sounds like whining about work with the public, but it's the sort of question... This is all messed up here. But that's the sort of question. The job I like is working tech support at the university I attend. Usually a blast. We work on both staff and students' computers. However, one common thing, and I know this is common in the IT industry, is just really stupid people. I don't mean ignorant here, and I don't expect everyone to know the finer details of using computers, but we have several staff and students that simply will not listen. It's all on Paradox. Oh. Preventative maintenance saves a shitload of time for all involved. And an example, the director of students affairs refuses to use any email client but Outlook. We provide him with a modded copy of Mozilla that's very secure, but he won't use it and wonders why he keeps getting viruses. Students are much worse. But what do you expect? The thing is, I'm trying to help people here and tell them what they need to do to keep their systems running well. But they won't listen to you, you know? Students remove anti-spyware software and then put on their machines so they can run Ares, Kazaa, and other such spyware-ridden software. The other job is a service desk at Kroger. Can you imagine the bastions of human intellect I have to deal with there? Anyway, what do you suggest as staying sane when dealing with lower breeds of the normals?
Ooh, that's kind of a
lower breeds of normals. Love Paradox, who's not a Nazi, he just plays one on TV. Now, I figured I'd throw this one out as our daily check.
Not just the normals, the lower breeds.
Yeah, because you, of course, are employed in a field which you might be able to relate with this.
IT, yes.
Yeah, you know, you're in an IT field. And
very many stupid people I have to deal with.
And you have to
constantly.
So how do you deal with it? We'll go with your definition of dealing with it, and we'll go to mine.
You can't help them, so you just have to deal with them. Like, there's thousands of them out there. What are you supposed to do? Educate every single one of them? You can't.
So what do you do? Do you just...
You roll with it. You just deal with it. You go, whatever. You help them that time.
Yeah, but they're going to be back up in your face in 10 minutes. Right?
That's
like,
what happens.
And there's no
I've given up.
Oh, you've... Oh, okay.
Because it doesn't help.
So you've given up. There is no solution.
And if that one falls away, another one will take its place.
Apparently, after I lost my computer job,
yes.
I was told, apparently, that there's a lot of question whether or not this is legit, but, you know, apparently I had the nickname of Mr. Unfriendly, was my usual nickname.
Oh, is Mr. Unfriendly
here? Is Mr. Unfriendly here? You know, like, I care if these, you know, spewing, mewling, larval bags of protoplasm like me, you know? I'm generally very cool with people. If people come up to me, I had guys walk in and like ask me about, because they got a router, you know, they get a little Linksys router and they want to know how to set it up. And I'm drawing maps. Yeah. You know, a guy comes in with a map and he's like trying really hard. I can see what he's doing. He's got he's calling his MAC address, his IP address, and he has no idea what he's doing, but he's really trying.
Yeah, that person's trying hard.
Yeah, though. he's trying, you know, and he's all, you know, fucked up, but that's okay. And you help these people. Now, the people that really suck are the people who are like, yeah, it's broken again. It's your fucking guy's problem. I don't know what's wrong with you people down in IT. You know, I keep getting these viruses.
Yeah,
it's
exactly
what
he's described.
I don't know what your problem is.
You should use Mozilla. Yeah.
No, that's change, and I don't like change. I'm afraid of change.
It's not my fault. It's your
fault. I don't want to feel like I'm stupid because I can't handle that. You know, I want to feel like I know everything and don't want to reveal any sort of weakness, so I'm not going to actually admit that I know nothing. I'm just going to blame it on you. That's why I pay you people. Okay, in that kind of a scenario, I recommend putting a bomb in his car. No, I'm kidding. No bombs in cars. That was a joke. Only a joke. Had this been a real instructional video, it would be accompanied with video. No, but seriously, I think that the only thing you can really do is you can phrase it to them as questions, you know, the fourth or fifth time they come in. Do you like coming in with these viruses? Can I present you with an option that may circumvent this? You will be back again because you will not listen to me. These are things you can say, you know, ideas like, you know, this program is flawed and it will continue to be flawed.
I am
powerless to help you. Only help me help you. You know, get up some of those, you know, those good convincing brainwashing things and start using those on people. Are you happy that you lost all your data? No. Would you like me to show you how you don't have to lose your data anymore? Yeah. You know, I didn't save anything. Did I ask you if I could reformat? Yes. Did you understand when I said that you wouldn't be able to get the stuff back? Well, yeah, but I thought, what did we learn here?
Don't think.
Don't think, you moron. So that's really, there's no...
Advice from Mr. Unfriendly.
I know they seem like lesser human beings on the planet, and there are stupid people in the world. You know, there are people who are just, you know, slow. You know, they're just slow, dumb people who will not figure out computers. Mind you, I will never figure out, like, woodworking. You know,
it won't happen.
You know, I really could give a shit less about dovetailing. I don't care. You know, I really don't. It's nice. I will never know anything about. Let's see, what's another gardening? Okay, gardening. Well, no, that's not true because I some gardening I can get into. But, you know, but like you know, at the pharma bottom. You know, whatever. But I mean, there's got to be something that I wouldn't be interested in. something dumb. What's golf? I really
sure. There you go.
I don't care about goals. I don't care about football. Don't understand football. I know we're talking about American football, not soccer. Soccer is pretty easy to understand. Ball goes in that. Don't touch it with your hands. You know, that's pretty much. That's
it,
pretty straight up. You know, and then you run like a crazy psycho for
all the time,
all the game. Yeah, you just hi. I'm cardio, and this is my other friend cardio. Yeah, but like football, you know, crush, thud. Okay, everyone line up. Crush. Thud. What the fuck is going on?
They're not really making it very far.
Crush. That guy's knees are going to... crush. You know, I mean, a very weird game. I don't understand football whatsoever.
Slow, weird.
Yeah, and there's people who are devout.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Take the most rabid...
They're out minus 20, body painted.
Oh, yeah,
shorts.
Naked, you know, you know, drinking their Molson. Like, these guys, they scare the shit out of me, man. Never mind the DEF CON crowd. We saw some hardcore nerds down at DEF CON. But those are just a few. Any given Sunday, you can go to, you know, any football stadium, and you'll have these wackos, these uber sport jock nerds out there wigging
out. Stadiums are filled with them.
Packed. Give them bread, give them circus, man. Freaky stuff. I don't know. To answer your question, man. It's the bottle in front of me versus the frontal lobotomy. That's all I can really say. Buy yourself a Mickey. Moving right along into the news. Hey, man, you know,
it's tough.
There's not many questions that cannot be answered by either big guns or hard liquor. That's just the way it is. If it can't be solved with big guns, go with the hard liquor. Mm. Now, in the beginning of the show, we had a really cool intro piece, which we got from the ACLU.
Yes.
And everyone is now going to go to the ACLU website, which is aclu.org.
Yes.
/pizza, if you want to hear that thing again. Or you can go to my
live.
See the
video. The video is cool, too. The flash video.
The flash video, which is just the video that goes along with
the audio
I just played. You can get all these links off of my live journal, and you'll know it's time to change links when you hear me say something like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is really happening.
Mm-hmm.
This is about, I'm not like, okay, now everyone knows I'm like a Matrix fiend. Okay, this should be pretty apparent.
Good movie.
There's a closet Star Wars guys. You're like, yeah, I like Star Wars. I bought the lightsaber. You know, I have one. You know, I don't pretend. Well, I pretend. I don't videotape me pretending or anything. You know, I would put it on the bed. I have some robes, but I don't wear them and the lightsabers. That'd be nerdy. But I sometimes, you know, if I'm cold, I'll wear them. Or if I'm, like, meditating.
Or at the computer.
You know, I'm at the computer. Sometimes I'll wear it. And then I'll, you know, okay, yeah, I do it. You know, that's where I am with the Matrix. I'm that hardcore with the Matrix. Oh, the overcoat. Well, it might look okay. A lot of people wear overcoats. You know, you're justifying
it. Yeah, I blend in if you don't wear the shades.
So you'd think that I would be making up the colloquialism of the Matrix. But no, I'm not. It seems that a dangerous program, ominously called The Matrix. I'm wondering... Who's in charge at the government? Like, do these people watch TV and they're like, geez, that's a great idea. Let's build something called The Matrix and really scare the shit out of the nerds. Is being proposed by a handful of states in conjunction with the federal government. Oh, goody. Unfortunately, it's no Hollywood invention. This Matrix would compile your personal information into a giant database that law enforcement agents and government contractors can use to search through information about your private life and investigate your activities.
Good. That'll make it easier
for
them.
Good.
Yeah.
Our elected officials must stop this program from being implemented. They also needed to ensure that our federal tax dollars will not continue to fund such invasive initiatives. According to news reports and internal government documents, the Matrix, which stands for, I'm not making this up, Multi-State Anti-Terrorism Information Exchange, is an effort to combine state government records such as driver's license info with commercially available data, commercially available data, all that stuff you fill out when you try to win a free vacation.
Yeah, the companies that sold it.
Yeah, to create a vast database capable of compiling and analyzing a profile of every American.
Excellent.
While the private company that runs the program, while the private company,
money-making company,
while the private for-profit company that is possessed by Satan that runs the program has been very secretive about what data the Matrix contains, named Skynet, government sources report that it includes names, addresses of family members, property ownership, marine vessels, bankruptcy, liens and judgments, voter registration, criminal offender information. However, given the amount of information that is available in today's commercial databases, even more details of our private lives might be captured and cataloged. Indeed, the Matrix materials boasted of having access to 20 billion records. Only a handful of states are currently participating in this program. However, its implications are dire, and we must ensure that our tax dollars are not being used to fund this dangerous program. So, everyone, please go to the ACLU and find out. This is, if you're in the United States, you have to do this because, of course, in Canada, we're essentially bitched. We can't do anything to help you other than sit back and go, there's a bad guy sneaking up behind you there. Whack. Oh, that's too bad.
People always say, "Oh, it's just information about me. What do they get? What's so bad about it? I have nothing to hide."
Yeah,
listen to just play that thing for anyone, and they'll agree. Yeah, that's a little scary.
I've got nothing to hide. Yeah, that's what you think. You think you have nothing to hide, but they could just decide that, you know, you ate the wrong cereal or you used the wrong browser.
And they'll deny you from doing something.
Do you like music? Oh, well, you know, I guess.
That's dangerous music you listen to.
That's dangerous music. You can't
come into this building.
Subversive ideas. We understand you listen to Insane Clown Posse, and generally we don't like people who buy Insane Clown Posse albums. Well, excuse me while I go to my car, paint my face, and grab the meat cleaver. You know, oh my God.
Then you must know what we're all about.
Then you must know what we're all about, because when I'm not applying for this job at this executive position, you know I'm out there carving people up with my meat cleaver. Fuck your mama. Fuck your mama's mama. I swear to God, that's why Insane Clown Posse is the future of music. I'm here to tell you. I mean, because they're just being honest. Because there are days when I'm like, you know, totally, you know, yeah, I'm barking at the moon and it's giving me orders right now. Yeah, I've had days like that.
Yeah.
Everybody has that. And that's one of the reasons why I've been so successful, is because all I'm doing is just saying what people are already thinking. People are already like, you know, somebody should hit him in the head with a shovel. And I say it. Oh, my God. And they're like,
oh,
wow.
How could you say that?
How could you say that? Well, because it's a fucking truth.
Well, I was thinking it, but I would never say it on, especially not on the air.
You're not on the air. Oh, my God. I can't believe you
said that.
I'll
say it to my friends.
I'll say it to my friends. And he swore, too. A call has gone out for all P2P users. This is very cool. As of late one night. When the MPAA and RIAA of the world are claiming that we are denying them their justly earned money or trying to find ways to put an end to this supposed loss through litigation. Now, I also draw attention to the fact that Stan Lee just had to sue Marvel to get credit for his two superheroes. But anyway, it would seem that their scare tactics have been fruitful as they keep getting settlements out of court and probably generate even more profit from these activities. The aim of their campaign, of course, is not to target and eradicate file sharing as much as an attempt to control the market and dictate where and on what hard-earned money is spent. The wealthiest nowadays decide that we listen and watch using staggering public decide what we listen to and watch using staggering public relation campaigns. Most releases are format productions where they where the talent, passion, creativity comes after the profits and the greed. Most of us feel they should look to a wider availability and more affordable pricing rather than claiming higher moral ground as an excuse to prop up outdated and failing business model. Well, yeah, obviously. Their business model is crap. Ironically, dramatic theaters, opera houses, and so forth are desperately trying to find an audience among the common people as their traditionally highbrow image is not allowing them to be competitive. However, the production companies are working towards dangerous inaccessibility for regular people. This is natural. It is natural that we want to be able to watch movies and listen to music, but it has always been and always will be. It always has. Hence, we turn to file sharing and borrow CDs from our friends and so forth. If you go down to the link off my live journal, it talks about all the peer-to-peer users getting together and banding together under solidarity.
Okay.
And there's a large movement right now for the peer-to-peer to band together to fight against these laws. Go check it out. It's very, very useful. And I'm, you know, don't just sit here and listen to me bitch about the world and try to inform you. There are things you can do. You can go to the ACLU. You can register. You can write your congressman. And if you don't do that kind of stuff, if you don't take measures to fight, then you're just taking up space. You're either part of the solution or you're going to be part of the problem. You know, it's to the point now where you have to get involved. If you're listening to this and you consider yourself even remotely to be an activist, or you think that maybe you should change some of these horrible things that are happening in our culture, you need to get involved. We need you. If all the listeners to this program were to actually get involved with the ACLU,
that would make a huge difference.
That would make monstrous difference, a massive, massive difference. Take a stand. Don't be such a pussy. You know, and
pick your passion and go for it.
I don't care if you mention the show or not. I don't care if you say, "Well, I was talking to Sean Kennedy." If it gets you off to say that, then right on, go ahead. You know, if you want to put it on me, you bet. Yeah, Sean said this, and so we're all out here. You go right ahead, because we do have to have solidarity. We do have to have a unity amongst the counterculture to fight against these core politicals. Otherwise, we're going to have to deal with, you know, the most bullshit movies ever made, and we're going to get no original art ever. I mean, that's just the way it is. So, you know, we've got to fight against that. In the good news, there's good news. There's been a child porn bust. 39 people have been arrested in Jersey and charged with possession of video clips obtained over the internet of the molestation and rape of a 5-year-old girl in the state of Georgia, state police said on Thursday. And I know someone who was involved in this bust.
Okay.
Which is cool. The arrests made from January
17th. On the 17th, good end, I'm hoping.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay. I know people who are involved in the...
not the arrestees.
The people who told the police what's
okay,
going on.
Okay, good. Yeah.
They were made using new technology to detect child pornography on the internet and then using innovative file-shifting software to trace those images to the personal computers they were stored on. We will prosecute anyone who knowingly downloads from the internet and circulates images of children who are being sexually exploited. That's because it's a crime. Attorney General Peter Harvey said on the statement, "Through technology and training, we are constantly enhancing our ability to do just that. Those arrested range in age from 14 to 61. Okay, arresting 14-year-olds, I don't know if they were really circulating. Maybe they didn't understand what it was. I'd want to check that. I mean, if they're circulating child porn, that is a crime.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they don't just blanket sentence everyone. Yeah, including
I was looking at a 14-year-old, and I'm 14.
Yeah, I got to watch that.
No, you can't.
And include a high school hockey coach, scary, a lawyer,
ooh,
your practice is done, and a pediatric neurosurgeon. Those really smart, crazy... fucking child porn in here. Ah, creepy. James Bidwell, the man in the act of molesting and raping the 5-year-old girl, James Bidwell, which is his name, he's a skinner, that guy. That's one of those kind of people that need to be skinned. Was convicted in 2002 for sending videotapes of his crimes via the internet to Canada and England, and is now serving a 45-year prison term.
Okay. Good.
You know what you do
because
with situations like...
I was thinking they're just going after the people sharing the files and not bothering with the actual person who did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's horrendous.
No, of course you have to capture these bastards. And it'd be interesting to find out what prison he's staying in.
No. Well, that's public record.
Sure. And then you just write a letter to random prisoners and say, by the way, you may or may not be aware that James Bidwell is in your prison with you. And James Bidwell raped a 5-year-old girl and videotaped it. Just so you know who your neighbors are, because we wouldn't want any kids inside the jail getting hurt. Because we understand you're all reforming yourselves and becoming better people. You know, prisoners got rights. They got a right to know. They're just like everybody else. They're just on the inside.
Who their bunkmate is.
Yeah, who their bunkmate is, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, and then one day in the cell, ding, 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 James, hi, got this letter here. Yeah, from a bunch of these wall guys. Yeah, said you skinned some chick. They sent copies of the tape. Yeah, looks like we're going to kill you. Yeah. You know, and that's, do I think there's anything wrong with that? Do I think there's something desperately wrong with prisoners killing child molesters? The truth is no. No, I don't. I'm a big fan.
Sean doesn't care.
Sean does not care.
Well,
Sean
if
thinks,
he was in a videotape of it, it's pretty
well,
much
was he drunk?
Case.
Give me a break. I videotaped this. Wow. You get to go directly to hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect. You're dreaming if you think
not
he's going to do.
Not much question in
they're
going to
leave
happens.
A get. Those guys always get doors left unlocked, and he gets geeked and shoved inside of a meat grinder somewhere. That's what's going to happen to him. No Microsoft? Go to jail. This is a great story. Jailed for using a non-standard browser. Everyone knows this story, but I'm going to talk about it. A Londoner made a tsunami relief donation using Lynx, a text-based browser used by the blind. Okay.
How dare he?
The Unix users and others. So blind people and Unix users. Wow. You know, if you're blind, a Unix user, or mentally retarded, you use Lynx. On the Sun Solaris operating system, the site operator decided this unusual event in the system log indicated a hacking attempt.
Hacking.
Hack. Oh!
Lynx. That's a hacking program. Lynx.
Lynx. Lynx! It sounds like hacking. It says Lynx on it, and it's a cat. It's hacker speak. And police broke down the door of the donor and arrested him from a mailing list. This is actually from the mailing list here. From donating to the Sami Appeal using a Lynx on Solaris 10 BT British Telecom, an individual who runs the donation management system misread an access law and saw that a non-standard browser non-identifying its type and is doing strange thing. Trace that IP, arrest the hacker. Armed police in a van. Armed police, a van, a police cell, and national news. Police cell and national. Later, the police have gone SWAT style and arrested someone having their lunch. So, buddy's in there after donating.
After giving some money.
He's like, oh, I'm going to have some kids in Thailand, and bang, oh, I've got my face down on my cereal, and there's this big MP5 in my ear. That's really gay. Out on bail till next week and preparing to make a very lot of very bad PR for the BT and the police. So it goes to show if you use anything than Firefox or IE, you should rely on someone else to interrogate access logs or IDS logs. That's really, really scary that we've got that kind of terror going on. We don't know what this is. Arrest him!
Quick, before something happens.
This son of a bitch should get some money. Like, he ought to be suing.
Arrested?
Oh, yeah.
I made a donation.
I made a donation, and you stuffed a gun in my mouth.
He went to jail. He was in jail.
Yeah, for making a donation. I'm going to get some money now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Do you got any stories here, James? You got anything going on? I think you had the one, or did you lose that one?
Well, I can't open it, or it'll crash the computer.
That was about that guy.
Yeah, it was the
guy
who made a... that did that thing.
The blaster worm, dude.
Yeah, he made a variant of the blaster worm.
It's all over the web. This one isn't my story.
That attacked the Microsoft website. So it spread itself around.
Right.
And its main goal was at a certain date to attack the Microsoft website.
Right.
But he got thrown in jail.
I see.
For 1.5 years. And he was convicted in... Redmond, Washington, because that's where Microsoft is.
Nobody sees a conflict of interest here or anything like that.
How is he a criminal here? I guess he took down their website for a couple hours and now he's in jail?
This is all
Shouldn't that be a civil thing?
Yeah, that's just sending a message is what they're doing there. That's all about the, you know, you mess with the big boys and we're going to lock you down. Now, the other interesting thing, too, is when you look at the articles regarding this... And,
see what the judge said about this kid.
Oh, the internet becomes a dungeon and a prison cell for those mentally deranged, and no one should be spending time in the unhealthy environment that you make for yourself. Total echoes of, the Dungeons & Dragons era. You know, it's like, oh, role-playing games? Fantasizing is insanity. Never use your mind. You should always make sure you've got constant stimulus from the teleprompter. And that's what they're saying. Okay, now the guy did a bad thing. Okay, he made a malicious virus that attacked a corporation.
That did things to other people's computers that they did not wish to have done.
Now, one of the things I've got to say is that, first of all, a lot of people think Microsoft is the great evil of the universe. I do not believe Microsoft to be the greatest evil in the universe.
An operating system.
They make an operating system.
Use it, don't use it, eh.
Yeah, you know. And
there are
options. Yeah, so they may steal code and they make bloatware and all the rest of it, okay?
Yeah.
They're not killing people. Okay, Pfizer, Coca-Cola, the big companies, they're killing people, okay? Motorola makes chips. They put in landmines. All right,
there's not many good uses for landmines,
I don't think. There's no good uses for a landmine. I mean, you can use it for breaching. If you fly over a house and drop it on the roof, you make a big hole that clears out the room underneath it. That's the only use for a landmine I know of, and that's not even applied. They don't even tell you that.
Yeah.
But you can do that, and I don't think that's really just a fantastic idea. And everyone's all ripping on Microsoft.
But now this guy is in jail. No longer a threat to society because he took down Microsoft's website for a couple hours.
Yeah, for a year and a half. Now, this is wrong in a couple of... First of all, the guy was a shut-in. Who had some problems.
Yeah.
All right. And so they're going to take this shut-in who has problems with the outside world.
Put him in jail.
And put him in prison.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to know how fucked up that guy's going to be when he gets out of jail? I mean, he's not leaving his cell. I mean,
He doesn't leave his house. He's not leaving his cell.
Dude, I mean, he's messed. He's going to be like, he'll geeking himself. Like, what else is this guy going to do? That's not solving anything by putting this guy in jail. Furthermore, he's obviously creative.
Yeah. It's got some talent there.
Why don't they have like a rehabilitation? They got all these other prisons. Why don't they make a prison specifically for computer criminals so they can rehabilitate them to work for like Sun Microsystems or something like that? Because these people obviously have skills.
And they want to use it somewhere.
And if they can, you know, you can spin it so that it's like glorifying to be ex-prison, because apparently being an ex-con now is like hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, you know, everyone wants to, because Riddick is cool. He's a prisoner, right? Everyone wants to be an ex-con.
Yeah.
You know, and if you would be like an ex-con from the fucking computer, you know, programming end of it, I don't know. I mean, there's got to be a better way than just dropping this kid, you know, this overweight, poor, you know, fucked up kid into a jail for a year and a half. I mean, that's just
something deranged. Wrong there.
And of course, the mad goats of France.
Mad goat.
A French goat, which is funny that they stipulate it's a French goat, has tested positive for mad cow disease. Can I see your papers, please? The first animal in the world, other than a cow, to have bovine spongiform. Big word. BSE. The European Commission says further testing will be done to see if the incidence is an isolated one. What do you say it's not? It could just be this one goat.
It's just one goat.
It's just the one goat. Don't eat goats. I don't eat goats myself, but I find that a little disturbing. An animal, which was slaughtered in 2002. Slaughtered.
Destroyed. I love when they say destroyed.
Yeah, nice dogs are put to sleep. Bad dogs are destroyed. It was initially thought to have Scrappy, a similar brain-wasting condition sometimes seen in ghosts. I've never heard of Scrappy.
Scrappy the goat condition.
Scrappy the brain-wasting goat condition. But British scientists have now confirmed the disease was, in fact, BSE. More than 100 people in the UK have died from VCGAD, a variant of, oh boy, don't even try to say that one. That's just Creutzfeldt-Jakobsen disease, the human form of BSE after eating tainted beef. Incidentally, no one's really saying it, but Alzheimer's is actually BSE.
Uh-huh.
There's a massive percentage of Alzheimer's that they believe is actually BSE, but nobody's saying it because it'll just destroy the meat industry. But the EC stressed on Friday that precautionary measures put in place in recent years to protect the human food chain from contamination meats meant there is no need for alarm over the latest finding. Oh, nothing to see here.
It's all good.
Goats go insane and turn their brains into a sponge all the time. Mark Capraniano, EU Commission responsible for health and consumer protection, said, I want to reassure consumers that existing safety measures in the EU offers very high levels of protection. This is the only goat out there. There is no other goats.
One goat. Just one.
This case was discovered thanks to EU testing system in place in France. So, what does that mean? Does that mean that you shouldn't eat goats? Let's just go default here and stop eating goats. I mean, you know, you want to start slowly.
Quit eating the goats.
Well, start slow. You can still have a steak. Just don't eat the goats. Don't drink the goat milk. Let's just leave the goats alone.
Quit drinking the goat blood.
And it's God. God is upset that you're eating goats.
Yes. Goats it's obvious.
Goats are satanic. They got the little beard.
Controls all.
They're in that pentagram.
Yes.
You know.
That's right.
That's right.
Oprah in the Bible, don't eat the goats.
Yeah, I think that was shrimp. It's shrimp. Yeah, God hates shrimp. GodHatesShrimp.com. You can go there and get a shirt. It talks about in Deuteronomy, you're not supposed to eat any kind of crustaceans.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the goats are still good.
I guess
except
so.
Except for now.
Yeah, no pigs. I don't think you can eat pork. I don't think you can eat pork.
Okay.
But goats are okay. Which is weird because, I mean, pigs look like they're little fat little food sources.
You know? Food sources.
I'm a pig.
You want a pig?
No, you're not. You're a leather jacket. You're bacon. You're breakfast. Get out of here. Norway gets jacked. Norway's Supreme Court ruled Thursday that a student whose Napster, no homepage, was linked to free internet music files must compensate the music industry. The student. The country's highest court upheld a lower court ruling that ordered the student to pay $15,000, actually almost $16,000, in compensation to the recording industry.
Yeah.
The published version of the court ruling withheld the student's name. The student, who is officially now known as Broke, was learning computer engineering at the southern Norway town of Lillehammer when he set up the Napster No site as part of his school's project in 2001. The site had nothing to do with the widely known Napster.com music site in the United States. The Napster.no site provided links to music files in the MP3 format that could be downloaded for free.
Free?
For free! The site was online between August and November of 2001. So August, September, November. 3 months.
October.
August, September, October, November. Four months.
3 to 4 months.
And provided links to about 170 free music files on servers outside of Norway.
Oh, my God.
So he had 170 songs. I like this.
Linked
to servers outside. So he didn't have it. He just had circulation.
He said, songs over there.
So now you're in hock to Norway's government for $16,000. Personally, I'd run.
For $16,000?
For 16 grand and bullshit like that, you can kiss my ass.
You're out of Norway?
I'd fuck Norway. Fuck Norway. I'm going to jump inside my Viking ship and fuck off. I mean, screw you, hippie. At what point, like, at some point we have to say, no, that's bunk.
He didn't have the files.
He didn't have the files.
He didn't
linked.
Provide the files.
He linked to the files in Norway.
What about this news story that linked to him that linked to the files?
I know. It's scary.
I think they should be
arrested. And it was only
too.
For 4 months, and he gets a $16,000 price tag.
Well, you have to think of the poor starving artist that he's depriving the royalties of for linking.
You bet.
Yeah, I think maybe Google should go to jail as well and get fined, because you do a search for star.mp3 and they link.
Well, when we were at DEF CON, we saw that Google was handing out people's social insurance numbers. You can get the credit card numbers off of Google. Shit, what can't you get off Google?
It indexes everything.
You betcha. So, you know, Google's into it too.
So if Google indexed it,
hey,
right.
Norway kid, why don't you fuck off to Canada and claim refugee status? For political asylum for being screwed over in your own country. Just a thought. An anti-profit. Now, this is a good piece of news. I hope this goes through, and I hope it isn't just bullshit.
Okay.
But a new anti-propaganda bill has been suggested in Congress. This is kind of neat. I'm serious. Because there's so many different news stories where the government has been paying news people. Check this out.
Okay.
In response to continued revelations of government-funded journalism, quote-unquote journalism, ranging from purported video news releases put out by Drug Czar's Office, Department of Health and Human Services, the recently uncovered payments to columnists Armstrong, Williams, and Maggie Gallagher, who flacked administration programs. Senators Edward M. Kelly and Frank Lautenberg will introduce a bill, the Stop Government Propaganda Act, in the Senate next week. It's just not enough to say, please don't do it anymore. Alex Fermoux, as Lautenberg's spokesman, told E&P, legislation sometimes is required, and we believe that this is the case. This is a ballsy piece of legislation. I don't think it'll pass.
Yeah.
The Stop Government Propaganda Act states, funds appropriated to an executive branch agency should not be used for publicity or propaganda purposes within the United States unless authorized by law. Now, that unless authorized by law makes it kind of like
open-ended.
It's kind of nutless, but, you know, it's something. It's time for Congress to shut down the administration's propaganda mill, Lautenberg said in a statement. It has no place in the United States government. Well, thanks for the rhetoric. The bill is co-sponsored by Senators Richard Durbin and Joe Corzine. For Moses told E&P that while the bill is being introduced by Democrats, its message and intent has something endorsed by the Republicans and Democrats alike. We only have a few senators on the bill so far, but we hope and expect that we'll get a number of others to sign to the legislation once we introduce it. This is not a Republican or a Democratic issue. This is an issue about independent press. And I think that something will cross the party lines.
Well, certainly the intent is good there.
The intent is good there. There's a lot of bullshit that's going to be caught up in the meantime, in between time, and maybe it'll make a difference.
What's propaganda? Everything put out by the government?
Well, this is propaganda.
Yeah?
I mean, don't ever think that I'm not giving you a biased news source here, okay? I mean,
it's fair and balanced.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm totally not objective. Oh, yeah, I'm totally objective here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Yeah, you know, if the MPAA were to save a couple of puppies, I'd report that. I'd say, no, it's bullshit, man. You got to look at the big picture. And I look at the big picture every day, and I have other people sending me pictures of the big picture. And I've got, like, digital renderings of the big picture.
And
a little rabbits. I get pictures of little rabbits. Oh, the bunny.
The bunny.
But seriously, you know, there comes a point when you have to stand up and go, no. This is all fucked up. Okay? And, you know, you might get it slightly angled from me. I mean, I'm the person who just talked about it's okay for prisoners to kill pedophiles in jail.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that maybe sometimes vigilante action isn't really all that bad. You know, if it's
used effectively in the right place.
If it's that clear cut where the guy's like, yeah, I did it.
On camera.
Yeah, it wasn't me. It was the one-armed man. Yeah, I cut the shit. Okay, if there's a reasonable doubt, okay. But if there's not a reasonable doubt, you fucked. Okay, you going down. That's just me, you know. And I don't do it because of what they did. I think that pedophiles should be killed, not because they've touched children. I'm just doing it because that child was already damaged. Okay, then I have to live with that. I'm just doing it because there's a chance they could do it again.
Chance of reform
for
them?
Nope, not for you. Too much of a risk. Thank you. You're destroying people's lives. I think the pedophiles are worse. Far worse than murderers.
Uh-huh.
Because a child has to live with that and the psychological damage that comes from that. I mean, don't even get me started. New, and speaking of
Yeah, try and find a segue. Do it. Do it.
Well,
come on.
Speaking of pedophiles, the new MPAA has just released some software. The Movie Association of America, MPAA, and its free parent file scan software lets parents check their children's computers for peer-to-peer programs.
Oh, good.
Good, good, good.
Those are you.
They will also list all movies and music files that they have on their hard drive. Oh, good, good, good. Parents will then have the choice to remove the programs and files because your children, of course, need to not trust you even more. They'll rat on you. Oh, you yeah. can rat on your kids.
That's right.
The MPAA said files found would not be passed on to it. Yeah, okay, whatever. We won't tell. Our ultimate goal is to help consumers locate resources and information they need to make appropriate decisions about using and trading illegal files.
Illegal files.
Illegal files and bad data.
Against the law file. Illegal. That's what that word means, you know.
Yeah.
Illegal. Against the law.
Yeah.
There's illegal files out there.
Yeah. That's according to Dan Glickman. Dan
hey,
Glickman.
Mr.
MPAA chick. Dan G. Is that Dan G. Lickman?
Dan G. Lickman. Dan G. Lickman.
Dan G. Lickman of the MPAA, who's the chief there. Many parents are concerned about what their children have downloaded and where they've downloaded it from. And the reason why they're concerned, Dan Glickman, is because you are out there suing people like there's no tomorrow. Strong
propaganda. See,
but some computer users who have tested the latest software reported that on some technology sites that the program has identified Windows default WAV files as copyrighted material and wanted to delete them. Movie
yes.
piracy costs the industry. Now, this is interesting.
I love this.
It doesn't cost you shit. It doesn't steal any money. What it does is it prevents you, like you're saying, if these people who have no money were to spend money, it would have cost you £3.7 billion or $7 billion.
That's possible profit.
Possible profit.
Not
$7 billion, according to analysts.
Yeah, because those people would have bought
analysts?
Those movies. Yeah.
Who's saying this? And just as a side note, the RIAA has just sued another 717 people.
Good for them, yeah.
You know, if you get named in a suit for the RIAA, don't roll over. Don't deal with them.
They have never gone to court, by the way.
Yeah, they have never.
Nobody has taken them to task.
So if you're going
to
do it.
Because anybody's too scared.
Chances are, you know, your life is shit because you have no money. So fight them. Take them to court. Cost them lots of money. And then declare bankruptcy. You know, that's what I do. Fuck them.
Just try.
Now, here's a scary thing. This is very close to home. This is extremely close to home. This is Vancouver. A Vancouver man has won an out-of-court settlement with the RCMP after an incident in which he was illegally searched. David Lang says police overstepped the law when they stopped his car. This is in Canada now. Decided he was driving under the influence of marijuana. You're stoned!
Right.
Okay. And searched his vehicle and 2-year-old son. Okay. Under Canadian law, that kind of search is totally illegal. Okay. You cannot do that.
Okay.
Okay. What upset Lang even more is that some of the officers he tangled with were actually American cops searching.
What?
Yes. Last spring, Lang was driving on a highway near Hope. He turned a corner. Incidentally, Hope is the town where Rambo went crazy in First Blood. He turned a corner, and a man in an orange traffic vest in the middle of the road motioned for him to pull over. In a heavy Texas accent, the man asked for Lang's identification. Lang asked if the man was an American. The man answered he was, and he said he was performing a BC road check. I said, are you a police officer? Who are you to be detaining me? The man was a Texas state trooper, but you're a long way from Texas, Mr. Trooper. The RCMP brought the Texans uphill to help them learn how to identify drug traffickers.
Okay.
Okay, Lang refused to let the officer search his car. He knew that under Canadian law, police officers don't have the right to perform that kind of search.
No, that is private property in Canada. Your
yeah.
car is private property.
Here's the real kicker. Lang, the guy who was searched, yeah, he's a Vancouver cop. Oh, oh,
why
yeah.
Why was he settled out of court, though?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Less than a minute after Lang drove away, another Texas trooper, paired with an RCMP officer, pulled him over. This time, Lang was told he was under the influence of marijuana. Lang's lawyer, Marilyn Sanford, says it was all preposterous. Liang agreed to the search, but was told he couldn't take his son. But told he couldn't take his son from the vehicle. He was horrified. He's watched the Mounties search his 2-year-old. The police found no drugs, and despite saying he was impaired just a moment earlier, let him go. Yeah. So, for those of us in Canada who think we're so totally immune, guess again. We got Texas state troopers searching.
I wish this could have gone to court. Then it would have been something that could be referenced. So
well,
they just
probably
gave him
a
couple dollars and he went on his way.
He's a Vancouver City cop, too, so you know he's probably going to get pressure from somewhere as well.
Yeah.
Okay, because these cops fucking over cops.
Hush, hush, right.
You bet. Now,
well, it's in the news. Somebody knows about
here's something that is kind of later on. If you click on this link, you'll get down to it. RFID sensors. We all know and love the RFID tags.
Tracking us every move we make.
But now they're putting sensors. Because RFID was passive. You scan it, it gives you back data that's programmed with. But now RFID, they're talking about putting sensors in the RFID. With most CIOs now looking into chip technology, if not actively implementing it, the RFID pioneers are turning towards the next generation of technology dubbed Super RFID. AMR Research Montgomery said, the truth is the technology has moved on to immeasurably in the last 3 years, and now sensor technologies are being added to the RFID mix. There will be other sensors coming to RFID. Temperature sensors, weight sensors,
okay.
According to IBM. Super RFID is essentially a sensor network or sensor telemetry. Instead of passive tags, which simply store information, sensor networks can be used to monitor conditions and record that data, and if necessary, set off an alert if a condition moves beyond a certain criteria.
Like GPS in the RFIDs.
Yes, GPS.
Where has this RFID been?
Yeah, where's it been? Why is it going? Why is this guy got an elevated heart rate? Gee, is he lying to us? Is he subversive behavior? Sensor networks can be used to monitor temperature-sensitive materials or send text alert to a mobile phone if a material's temperature moves beyond a set range, for instance. Yeah, sure. Super RFID is already being used. BP is working on working with a sensor network to look after all its rail cars, as well as keeping track of a car's whereabouts with GPS. The sensors monitors a cart's temperature, weight, and whether or not it's been hit
it does
or
have
not.
GPS.
Yeah.
What
oh, yeah.
The fuck?
What the fuck?
Like.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So.
These are in. By the way, people, these are in consumable goods, these RFID tags.
Yeah.
Clothes.
Yeah.
Media. So now they're going to be able to track you where you're taking your media.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so,
really good. Yeah.
Microwave your clothes. Thanks for coming out. Your daily hack today, I'm sure you'll be very useful with. It was sent to me by PigMonkey, and that's antipolygraph.org. Apparently, now I've heard this before, and I don't know how much truth there is to this, but polygraph, quote-unquote, testing has no scientific basis. Now, this is very
true. I've heard
true.
That before.
Yeah. And America's adversaries have long known how to fool the lie detector. Our government's stubborn reliance on the pseudoscience poses a clear and present danger to national security. Make-believe science yields for make-believe security. This nonprofit public interest website is dedicated to telling the truth about lie detectors, and with those with vested interests in perpetuating the polygraph, don't want you to know. So if you want to check out today's daily hack, go check out antipolygraph.org, and you will get all the data you need. That's all the info we got for you today, but don't worry, I will be back tomorrow to make sure you get all the information you need to stay alive. This is a free broadcast brought to you by the generous donations of the following outstanding individuals. I should also state that these people are for the month of December. Okay, so next weekend we will be able to start calling out the...
In a couple days we'll be able to do that. February 1st.
February 1st
reading
will
out the January.
So this is probably, well, it's the 31st, so tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Tuesday
we'll be getting all of the new... So the people who were... You know, most honorable during the month of December.
Most honorable
were Jesse, Lars, Michael, Matt, Andrew, Kevin, Derek, Eric, Jason, Peter, Keith, Malcolm, Peter, Timor, Greg, Richard, Weblife, Drake, Matt, Evan, Brian, Ashton, David, Austin, Jonathan, Adam, William, Trevor, Jonathan, Mark, Kitsune, Art, Matthew, Christopher, Kyle, Justin, and Matthew. Thank you so much for your donations during the month of December, more than you can possibly know. If you would like to help keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit rantmedia.ca and click on donate. And I'd like to give a special shout out and some thanks to some hard netrunners, Transix, Decker Doodle, Sylvanus, Zijin Machina, and his lovely wife, Amber Kitty Cat, I think.
Don't
it's
know.
Amber Princess Cat or Amber Cat or something like that. But anyway, thanks to her, too. Ricky Rocket, Wog of War, Nighthawk, Noman, who I'm not too sure if Noman is his actual name or not, but I got that from email. Make sure you send in your names with these emails so I know who to thank. Iridium and Astrofix for all their submissions. Some digital baptisms today. Paradox X is now known as Malkizdek, and that's Deck Malkiz with Deck D-E-C-K. And Shima Dragon is now known as Bitrot Maggot. And for anyone out there who's got other information or news, or you come across a news story that you don't think I have, or even if you think I've got it, please email it to Newsreel, that's N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L, at rantradio.com. And if you like the music in the background, pick up any album you want by Infected Mushroom, because it doesn't matter which album it has. Infected Mushroom is like the ZZ Top or AC/DC of the Ghost Psytrance world.
I think so, anyway.
If you like one of their albums, you will like all of their albums, because they are amazing.
Yes.
And they're very, very cool. Have you got anything else to add to this?
Well, I won't be here till, like, long, long time, because we're going to New York.
Oh, yeah, New York.
I won't be here next Monday. Well, we're going to try and set it up. We can't guarantee that.
I don't think it'll happen.
It probably won't happen, but you never know.
Well, next Monday, we'll be doing the speech.
Yeah, we will be here next Monday, I think.
Will we?
We could do it on, like, Saturday or something. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we could see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
We can't guarantee anything.
But we are going to New York, so
yeah,
make sure
so
you...
we'll see you there, all the New York people.
And where can people find out more information about the New York thing if they want to get involved or come see us or whatever?
They can go to the Rant Radio forums, the Rant forums, and go to events.
And
it's listed there.
Outstanding.
Yep.
So make sure that you find out a little bit more about New York. If you're in the area, hey, we'd love to see you down there. It's free admission, so no worries.
Adirondack Community College on the 7th, 12:30 p.m.
Outstanding.
In the afternoon.
And I'll be there, because we're giving the talk and the message of independent media.
Which we are.
Which we are. So until tomorrow, that's what Server said. End of line.
The future has imploded into the present. With no nuclear war, the new battlefields of people's minds and souls. Mega corporations are the new governments. Computer-generated info domains are the new frontiers. Though there is better living through science and chemistry, we are all becoming cyborgs. The computer is the new cool tool. Though we say all information should be free, it is not. Information is power and currency of the virtual world we inhabit. So mistrust authority. Cyberpunks are the true rebels. Cyberculture is coming in under the radar of ordinary society. An unholy alliance of the tech world and the world of organized dissent. Welcome to the Cyber Corporation. Cyberpunks.